So last night I had the distinct pleasure and privilege to celebrate Mass outside at Prairie Creek Conservation Area. It's outside Williamsburg with about 80 Cub Scouts and parents and little people who are not Cub Scouts but want to grow up to be Cub Scouts. And it occurred to me as I was getting ready for the homily and sitting outside and just kind of watching these kids that there was some things going on today in the readings that relate to scouting. You're probably going, how on earth did he come to that conclusion? Well, does anybody remember the scout oath? Are there scouts out there? Are there young people who are scouts? Nobody was a scout? Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to give it to you. On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to obey the scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. Physically strong, mentally awake, morally straight. What I said to these young people and to the parents that were there is I said, that sounds like something that the disciples could have started their morning with. This is how I'm going to live today. Strong, awake, straight. And then we have in the first reading from Numbers, Moses, 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 those guys are prophesying and they shouldn't be because they weren't there with us. Moses had to do a lot of the same thing that Jesus did sometimes. Oh, oy vey. And then, of course, the disciples coming and saying, Jesus, Jesus, he's doing stuff that we're doing and he's not with us, so he shouldn't be doing it. Tell him to stop. Really? You know, there are so many people doing so many positive, good, supportive, caring, loving things in our world. And just because they don't happen to belong to the Newman Center, we are challenged by that. It's so easy for us to look around and say, wait a minute, they're not doing it right because they're not doing it the way that we do it. I think, belief not a truth, that God made us all for the good. Maybe it is a truth. And that each of us in our own way, in our own lives, is trying very hard to do what God has called us to do and make the world a better place to be. I don't know about you, but I don't get up on Thursday morning and kind of check the score and say, it's been a really good week this week. I haven't made enough bad choices yet, so I'm going to spend Thursday and Friday making bad choices so I can catch up. Does anybody do that? Why would you do that if you do? Come and see me after Mass. I want to know why. I think each of us in our own lives realize that we are called by God to work for a world where justice and peace and love and mercy, joy, safety, all the virtues that we strive so hard for are on top of the pile, not struggling to find a place to exist. I think each of us want to do that. The challenge in our world is there doesn't seem to be a right answer. And I'm not talking just about politics. I'm talking about theology. I'm talking about morality. I'm talking about justice. If you stopped and asked six different people questions about justice or morality on the street, you'd get eight different answers. Because some people change their mind midstream as they get a chance to think about it. They go, no, 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 I want to say this. Not sure why, but I would offer to you this supposition that because most of us, myself included, don't start the morning by saying, today I'm going to be physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. I can absolutely guarantee the physically strong part. My doctor says I need to exercise more. Jesus Christ was always clear, always on message. I've come to bring you the good news. The good news is that the 613 laws that you have to follow as a good Jew will become fulfilled if you do this. Love God, love your neighbor, love yourself. If you do those things, everything else falls into place. Why has it become so complicated to figure out how to love ourselves, our neighbor, and God? Don't have an answer for that. But I think we can each of us find it in our own hearts. I think it's there. I can answer it for myself every day. I am blessed as a Dominican to be able to say prayer with my community twice a day, in the morning and in the evening. And those moments in my day when I get to pray slow me down, allow me to ask that question of myself, what have I done today to further the kingdom? Maybe that's the answer. Maybe if each of us stopped during the day and said, what have I done today to further the kingdom? Maybe the world would be different. I don't know. I do believe that we can change the world. Each of us has the power to do that. There was a commercial a long time ago by one of the insurance companies they called Pay It Forward. Somebody stopped something from happening, and somebody else stopped something from happening, and somebody else stopped something from happening. And people just kind of looked at, wow, what a nice thing to do. I think I'll do something nice for somebody else. Moses, would that we were all prophets. Would that we could all be prophets. Would that we could all be tellers of the truth. Prophets tell the truth. And as the Jewish Testament will tell us, they don't have a great history of being appreciated all the time. It's scary to tell the truth sometimes. But if we do it as a community, there's power and strength in that community. There's support and love and joy in the community that tells the truth as a community. So no. Jesus Christ, there was no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. Mother Teresa, small things with great love. It's all the same peace. It's all the same truth. So I invite you this week to maybe take time. Ask yourself that question a couple times this week. What have I done to further the kingdom? And then answer the question.